Do you know what I wish they incorporated in the anime adaptation?
What?
The architect's voice in the system.
I was thinking that too. I was like, dang, it's strange you don't get to hear the voice. You have leveled up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Synergy, with me as always, Herbie.
What's up, folks?
Was that timed okay?
Yeah, sure. It was always timed well.
Nice, nice, nice. I try to get you at the tease.
Yep. As far as I'm concerned, it's always right on time when I come on in there.
Shoo, if I came, I came right on time.
Shoo, yep, Dave Chappelle. But yeah, so you got any flavors this week?
I do. This one's coming out of the webtoon Villain to Kill. And
License to Ill.
Yeah. So there is a 5v5 tournament going on with the reward at stake being loser submits to the winner. And our boy Casey and his team, he only really has three powerhouses, including himself on his side. The rest are meh. But the first person on the other side came in and was like, one's not enough to satiate my hunger. I need two. So they did the 1v2, and our guys barely won. So then it was time for the next round, and my man Cation showed up and said, one won't be enough to satisfy my hunger. Bring all four of you, the remaining four of you. Dang. All at once. I was like, damn! Okay. Yeah. And then it just left it on that cliffhanger, obviously.
Sure did.
You got a flavor this week, Herb?
I do. I'm going to go with this one out of
Solo?
Mashville.
Mash. Nope. Nice.
Yeah.
Was it the dancing?
No, it was with my boy, was the assistant principal. And he was like, yeah. Because remember how you hit him in the face or whatever? Made it mess up that other blonde hair boy. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. What's one more body? I was like, oh man.
He's really got a simplistic way of thinking.
I mean, you already did knock someone out. You might as well just keep knocking them out.
If you knock out enough people, eventually it'll be okay.
He's like, yeah. You may expel me, but I could bury you any day. And I was like, whew, okay. So, yeah, that was pretty nice. Yeah, also another flavor is Jinwoo, you know. He's making it do what it does.
Yeah, he is.
And how he's Master, and how he suplexed the woman. That was pretty funny. He's like, anyone could get it.
Equality.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no worries, suplex. So,
I'm glad you're watching it. It was a good read. I enjoyed it. It's not that long either.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it'd be long because there's not that many episodes on there.
I think it'll finish up in, like, if it gets renewed for season two, I think three or four seasons and it'll be done.
Yeah, probably sooner.
Maybe. I don't know what the pacing's like the anime. I didn't watch it.
I didn't read it yet, so. So
yeah. Shall we get going?
Yeah, go ahead. Pick a show to get into.
All right, I'll do Villain the Honors of being my last thing I talk about. So we're going to talk about Solo Leveling Episode 4 and Episode 5. Titles being, episode 4 being I've Gotta Get Stronger. I really thoroughly enjoyed that episode. And episode 5, A Pretty Good Deal. That episode was okay. I didn't dislike it. I didn't enjoy as much as episode 4, but episode 6 should be lit. Now, in episode 4, Jinu, by the way, I learned in a reel that Jinmu is how you Americanize. It's like a mispronunciation of the name. It's actually Jinu, which I guess the W is silent. So, Jinu, he's in the created dungeon, instance dungeon, and he's slaying the wubs, the monkeys, all the other monsters, and he's leveling up, and, like, he, doesn't feel that he can handle what's down lower, so he just keeps grinding the monsters. Now, while this is going on, a dungeon break happens up above the city. We got good looks at that, which was cool. And Jinu is just going crazy inside the dungeon. He finally gets to the point where he killed all the monsters in the instance dungeon, and like all that's left was the boss. But with his heightened perception, he could tell that the boss was still like out of his league. But he also felt like he might never get a chance to level up this easily again. And he had a escape stone or something like that. So he decided, why not? So he goes down there to fight this Kasuka, the giant snake that like comes through the tunnel under the water and just slams the crap out of him into a wall. Now this snake is beating the ever living shit out of him. The sword he had that broke immediately wasn't doing any penetration to the scales on the snake. And the snake was just having its way with Jinu. It was just throwing her around, beating him up. He said that the snake's name was like orange, which meant they were like around the same level. So between Jinu's, I guess, endurance or stamina and higher level, he was able to take that beating and ultimately ended up taking out the snake with he grabbed onto its neck and just decided to crush it and just kept crushing it until like it died, which now that I think about it, does that really like make sense on like how to kill, like do you think it'd be, I don't know, for shits and giggles, this is a work of fiction, you know, it is what it is. But realistically speaking, it's probably not possible to take out a giant snake that way, right? Because like their bodies expand from within, so like what would compressing it with strength do per se?
I mean, snakes still gotta breathe.
True, it could have been like crushing the air pipes.
Yeah, if he if you crushed it like in the main body, then the snake probably would have just let that piece die and just wiggled away. But you're crushing it close to the head, so
yeah. So the snake thrashed around and boom, died. He slayed the boss, dungeon converting back to its normal setting. He leveled up. You know what I wish they incorporated in the anime adaptation?
What?
The architect's voice in the system.
I was thinking that too. I was like, dang, it's strange you don't get to hear the voice. You have leveled up.
Especially because it becomes like a big part. Like not like a huge important detail later on, but like it does like get brought up later on as like, oh, it was this person's voice. It was, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So it was just like, man, like, it's those little things that, like, you take out, but then you add these extra stuff that weren't in there, and it, like, it just annoys me. Like, it picks at under my skin, and I'm just like, why? Why take stuff out if you're going to put stuff that don't,
Yeah, because I was waiting for him to say, oh, you have leveled up.
I wanted to hear the robotic, you leveled up, man. You gave me, like, electricity with all the freaking things. You couldn't give me an electronic voice telling me you leveled up.
You have leveled up. You have leveled up.
I know. Now I'm not even that excited for him to level up. All he's going to get is a pop-up that he's going to ignore. Well, he's not going to ignore it, but, like, it's, like, off to the side. They like, pop up and, like, blur up his... whatever. So the instant dungeon reverts back to normal, and he's coming out the substation, and a soldier, like, hey, you, what are you doing in there? Don't you know what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, I don't. Oh, are you a hunter? Follow me. Obviously a dungeon break, and when he gets to the scene, he sees Juhi struggling to help. He sees a bunch of lower-level hunters struggling to take down the thing because the strongest guy they have is their tank, and all the tank's energy is all focused on, like, defending everyone, so they're not really doing any damage to the thing. So Jimmy decided, like, that should help him take down a shield at least, so he took the broken sword and wound up, bulged his muscles, and, like, sent the piece of junk flying through the sky, and he pretty much killed the golem type giant monster in that one hit. And they may have thought they finished it off, but really they were just cleaning the plate for him.
The tank, he knew, he was like,
so we, like, didn't do a thing to that.
Yeah, he was like, we were barely putting scratches in it, and all of a sudden they did it. And yeah,
so he asks the soldier, like, hey, this blade came from over there. Did you see who did it? It's like, oh, yeah, it was this hunter. Huh? Jinu is walking away. Juhi happens to kind of see his back. But we'll get more of that later. So then we get into episode 5, which he's home now. He's up before his sister, which surprised him. He sends her off with an umbrella that she didn't want to take because she thought it'd be too heavy, and he's like, it's a phony one, it's not that heavy, so go on. And I noticed that, like, a little in the book, I don't know if you remember, but in the book and the manga, when he does that to her, she kind of, like, pouts and, like, kicks the door in protest, but she takes it anyway. They kind of skip the brother sister relationship aspect of that, which, you know, it's fine, but again, removing little details to add details that didn't exist, it just rubs me the wrong way. So Jinu, he's home. He gets a phone call, which he had a cell phone. He had a cell phone in the hospital. He has a cell phone right now. His cell phone was broken, and he was waiting for like a week to get a new one in both the manga and the show. But in the anime, his cell phone's just fine. The landlord calls him. He's like, hey, I haven't received payment, kiddo. They don't explain that the landlord was generous to them all this time because of their predicament, that he kept the rent the same just because the family's been with them for a while, and he knows that the father disappeared in the dungeon, and that the mother is in the hospital, and that Jinu is doing his best to take care of his mom and his sister. But Jinu pays the rent, so now he's broke, and he's looking online to see if he can find a job. Completely bypassing, by the way, the post that he puts on the website, the Hunter's Only website, asking if anyone else has ever experienced being able to see your stats. Which, again, comes up later in the manga and the show. The manga and the novel. But with a detail like that missing, it's not going to come up later on, so.
What if they put it in there in a whole different way, and all the little stuff shows up later?
Yeah, it just happens to, Beck finds his post, even though we never saw him post it. He posted it off screen or something like that. It's just I don't know. I feel like if you do something like that, if you're gonna put, like, the aftermath of certain things, you should have just put them. You shouldn't have taken them out in the first place. I mean, you could have. Some of the scenes they're including that haven't been a part of the novel or the manhwa, they're nice to see, but not at the expense of the story. Like I could be speaking for just myself. I could be speaking for a handful of people. I can be speaking for no one. I could be speaking for most of the Solo Leveling fans. It'd be better. It's better to stick to the script and throw in stuff, because like you don't need some. There are animes that don't have intros. They don't have outros, or like the intro is just like acoustic music with like scenery. Like you can get more time if you just like do out with the outro or the intro.
Like episodes of One Piece are 33 minutes because they gotta do the 5-minute recap in the beginning and then a 5-minute outro thing.
Yeah, but if you skip the intro, you skip the recap, and you don't watch the outro.
Oh, they just started doing the skip intros, outros not too long ago. But before, it was like, damn, I got to sit through this whole shit.
Yeah, but then you can bang out an you can bang out 3 episodes in like an hour, right? Like you skip all that stuff, because really the purpose of a recap is when it was out weekly, just to refresh you. If you're binging it like most people are right now, there's no need for a refresher.
I watch weekly stuff, one episode a week.
Weekly stuff keeps me current. It's easier to maintain watching different things when I'm watching weekly stuff. But at the same time, I don't have time to, like, if I want to watch one thing and one thing only, it's hard to do that. But So Jinwoo gets this post and they're like, doesn't matter, any rank available, need someone ASAP. He calls them and it's like, you're an E rank, no problem, come over. So he goes over. I think his name is Dosiquan.
Dosido.
And he's just like, he brings in the contract like this. So since you're an E rank and it's a C rank dungeon, you're probably not going to be able to hunt. So we'll just give you a 2 million won, 2 million won, payment for carrying our luggage, and you won't get any of the spoils for the hunting. Enter Jinho, who's very talkative, shiny armor. He's like, it's also your first time. Don't worry, I'll do my best to protect you. And what was a nice detail, but again, like going off script, while they were in the dungeon, Jinho was asking Jinwoo a lot of questions, and Jinwoo was being very informative for Jinho, like, he's being very patient, very informative, not really complaining. The book and in the novel and the manhwa, Jinwoo was kind of annoyed with Jinho the entire time. He just wanted him to leave him alone. But, and like, it wouldn't really matter, but like, their relationship grows. I mean,
you kind of could see the annoyance in his face, though.
Could you? I didn't really notice.
I noticed it.
Okay.
He was like, yeah. He's like, all right.
But it was definitely more open about it before, which, like, it shows you how much he grows to become fond of Jinho later on. But, like, it's fine. It's not a major thing. So they're in the dungeon. It's dark. No light. They don't see any monsters. And Jinho's talking, and Jinwoo shushes him. He's like, no, they are here. There's tons of them. They're just not here yet. So then everyone else starts hearing them, and they look around, and it's like, oh, what is it? And Jinwoo's like, above! And it's insects. They look like giant fleas, but I'm pretty sure I can go back and check, but I almost positive in the manhwa and the novel, they were ants.
There were ants here.
No, they were like fleas.
They definitely were ants, bro.
Nah, they weren't ants, bro.
They definitely look like ants to me.
Nah, there were giant fleas, bro. Rewind the tape.
I'll rewind the tape because they definitely rewind the tape with the antennae.
I'm doing it right now. I'm telling you, they're like giant fleas.
I don't think so, my guy.
I am positive.
Definitely look like ants to me, dog.
They look like fleas to me.
Have you ever seen a flea?
Close up? Yeah, I've seen a picture of a weird-looking flea close up.
Weird-looking flea.
Like, look up a flea. And then, like, they look more like flea. All right. I will give you... And I guess they look more closer to ants than fleas if you compare picture-wise. But they don't precisely look like ants to me.
Yeah, not precisely, but they're definitely look like mutant ants.
Okay. I'll let it go then.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about, fleas? Like fleas' body. I was like, they're rounder and yeah.
Yeah, but they just don't look like ants to me. Like,
well, they're
like a stereotypical ant. You know what I mean?
It's not pronounced.
But that's only because. And I only make that judgment because you haven't read the manhwa. I've read the manhwa. And the ants in the manhwa look like ants. They just look like giant ants. So I guess that's why I was just like, these aren't ants. What are these? But it is what it is. So can you let me know if Dongsu said this in the anime that Jinwoo didn't have to be so perceptive?
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, I didn't notice it either. And that's something he says in the novel and the manhwa that, like, puts Jinwoo on, like, suspicious mode. It's like, wait, what do you mean? Like, if I didn't say something, you guys would have been caught by surprise. So that's he's when he...
about the sharp instincts. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you and your sharp instincts.
And then,
but that also could be a translation error too.
It could be. So this prompts Jinwoo to remember the time where in the anime, it's the party leader from the double dungeon. I think his name is Kim or something like that, telling Jinwoo about lizards who cut off their tails, meaning hunters don't try to get rid of any of the dead weight. In the manhwa and the novel, it's just some random old guy. Random hunter. Yeah. So, and I also kind of don't like how old Dongsu looks in the anime. He was much younger looking in the manhwa.
Yeah, he was way younger looking. I'm like, I'm just expecting to see some old man with gray hairs.
Yeah. So, they proceed and they're finding, like, they didn't kill all the insects, and the more they progress, the more insects they find dead, and then they come across a wall covered in essence stones. It's something monostones, monocrystals, yeah. And they're like, "Oh man, did you bring the equipment?" It's like, "No, how was I supposed to know this was all here?" I was like, "Sorry, I guess we're gonna have to go out into Jinho a little before that." He goes, "Jinwoo, let me see your contract." "Oh, Dongsu, sir, this contract doesn't specify that, like, these will be excluded." And he goes, "Of course we'll share the crystals. Of course." So when Dongsu was starting saying that, like, they're going to take a break, could you guys stay in the dungeon? Jinho was opposing the idea. Jinwoo was the one who's like, no, we will. Because he noticed that, like, they were ready to kill them if they didn't comply. So Dongsu's men left when the equipment was obviously on Jinwoo's back. And then they blew up the entrance and woke up the sleeping spider boss that had Jinho scared. And that's where we end the episode. It's going to be Jinwoo versus giant spider.
Yep.
That's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, the giant spider who probably beat it handily. And then he's like, boss, boss. I bet they stopped calling him boss in the anime.
Yo, I stop. Don't try to get me like, don't try to get me ranting before things happen. Like, I'm sure they're gonna change more things.
Yeah, I guess you start calling him boss. He probably doesn't be so infatuated with him. But you're like, hey, Jinu, let's go.
What sucks is, I know the season's gonna end once he gets the Shadow Monarch powers, and like I.
How do you know it's gonna end? What if it ends before then?
Nah, it's gonna end around there. They showed it in the opening credits. I'd be hard pressed to like to believe that they're gonna end before they showed some before a scene they've shown.
I think they might. You never know. Be something different.
You're right. Never know. I thought he was going to fight the spider this episode. So you're right. You never know.
No, I knew it wasn't enough time. I was like, yeah, ain't enough time.
I meant before it started, I thought he was going to fight. I thought they were just going to speed roll dungeon and spider fight. Because, like, just like with the how they did with the snake, like, he had time to fight the snake and take down the golem afterwards.
Yeah.
But, Onward and forward.
You right. So, we are going this episode of Classroom of the Elite, Season 1, Episode 2, Man is Wolf to Man. So, yeah, I enjoyed this episode. So my man, Koenji's on top of the mountain. He just smooth jumps off. And I'm like, man, that guy is a straight up lunatic who jumps off a mountain. So I was like, yeah, oh well. And so the kid with the glasses, he sprains his ankle while they're walking through the forest doing all this stuff. And Anna Koji, she's like, he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll go talk to Kenji, make sure we're all on the same page here for what's going on tomorrow and all the stuff that they have to do for the classes. Oh, yeah, Tetsu. Tetsu was his name. Sprained his ankle. And the coach like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to Koenji. And so they chat. Koenji had just murdered a boar with his bare hands, apparently. I'm like, okay. All right, you do that. And so he talks to him. He said, hey, I want you to do whatever you can to help on the final day. And Kyonji was like, oh, the only one that can tell me what to do is me. Ha ha ha. And so I had a Cody grabs the man's arm. And then Kyonji's like, oh, the man that tamed that dragon boy shows himself. I'm like, whoo.
I was like, he knows too much.
He knows. And he's like, oh, just the brief tremor in your hand tells me all I need to know. I'm like, his hand didn't move. That would be real imperceptible. I'm like, man, all right. He says, yeah, I'll follow my heart. So he leaves out.
Koenji's like, so if I had to compare Koenji to a couple characters, I'd say he had the outgoing, like, voice of Aoyama from My Hero, like, the guy that does the naval beam stuff. But mm-hmm. He has, like, the physical capability of, like, a freaking main character villain or some crap like that. Like, I feel like there's something. Koenji's gonna be a problem at some point.
Yeah, he definitely has some. Like, he's strong and he's like capable and cunning for some reason, but he only beats like the horn of his
Yeah, he's very egotistical, but he's also like really disciplined. Himself, like self-disciplined.
Yeah, the man wakes up in the morning and goes works out at like 4 a.m. Like, I ain't did that in years. I don't think I'll ever do that again.
I plan on starting again once I feel better. I've been recovering.
Nah, it ain't not for me no more, dog. I did that for like 5 years. never again.
I hear you, dog.
Yeah, not no 5 a.m. runs. Mm-mm, nope. Them's what's the worst. But yeah, I definitely could see him being a problem. I could see him being like the Dragon Boy, but doesn't really care about what the whole other school's doing. He's just more about himself and what he's doing. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's Dragon Boy if he didn't play politics. So. Yeah. But yeah, definitely can see his strength there. So then Ayana Koji goes to the mess hall and he sees a charm and he returns it to a girl. And they get to talking and she's like, what is it? I think it's Anji or Angie or something's her name. And yeah, they get to talking. He's like, yeah, I want you to take down the current president. And then he's like, oh, thanks for the charm. Like, I haven't seen it or whatever. He's like, thank you for that. And then he's like, yeah, I need you. He's like, I'll answer any questions you ask. And he's like, oh, I need you to tell me what happened when the women split the team. So he like tells her, she tells him, excuse me on that. And then so it's sleepy time. And this guy shares a story about how he quit the soccer team. And then everyone tells their sob story. And how Moguchi tells how he was never good at sports. And he was all sad and this, that, and the other. And la-di-da-di-da-di, Eric the potty. So then they all do some chores. And they come up with a strategy for the race. And Hamaguchi tells them about the minimum distance that everyone needs to run. So he's like, some people could do more than that, but everyone has to do the minimum distance. And so that's how he gets out of running that far with his sprained ankle, which is a good move, which helps them win or mm-hmm. do better in the race. Yeah, so.
I'm surprised they let Koenji go last.
Well, I guess that's kind of like the, if he's going to show up, he's going to show up then. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'll do my part.
You got to cater to him a little. It's like, we got to give him a big role and feed his ego.
Yeah.
We got to let him finish.
But yeah, so then Ayana Koji encounters a girl who's crying. She's crying on the former president. And she's like, oh, how he's all fighting all by himself and doing this, that, and the other. And she's like, Ayana Koji's like, hey, you need to just worry about yourself. And she's like, oh, yeah, da, da, da. Because something happens that will be divulged later. Yeah, so then Ayana Koji, he goes up and he looks and he's like, oh, the students are leaving. So he follows them. And it's Hashimoto and Ryuen, and have a little secret meeting with Dragon Boy. That's gonna be his new name, Dragon Boy. And so then the test starts happening. And then it's with Yukimoto's turn to run. And he hands off the Ayana Koji. I'm like, oh, okay. And so then they all race and run, and Koenji runs too. And all the boys pass the little running thresholds. Well, they pass the test, and then they get to the point where they're reviewing who passes and who fails. And so all the boys pass the thresholds. One girl's team didn't make it, and it's the girl. I think the girl's name was Monoko Itori. And the girl that fails gets to choose who's going to be leaving the school with them. And this is when that girl that Ayana Koji saw crying, they pick her. Because this is all part of the plan. They're like, oh, yep, she's going down with y'all. So they are going down. But Horikita buys her back into the class using all of the class points. But the girl went along with it because she knew there's no chance of her being expelled because they knew that he was going to buy her back because he was a valued member of his team. She was. So, and I was like, yeah, that was actually a genius plan.
My issue with her was, if you didn't want to be a burden to him and you knew he would help you, you had to know that he would try to buy you back from expulsion. So you were a bigger burden not asking for help.
Yeah. People are just crazy. And I just would have been like, yeah, they're plotting against me to get me out of here. So it's like, yeah, need some help. Help me out, please.
Yep.
So then they buy her back, and Aina Koji talks with Kiyosawa, and they talk about what happened, and she's like, oh, would you just let me get expelled? That would happen to me? He's like, no, I would do whatever I could to save you. I'm like, is he lying, though? Because I feel like he's saying what she needs to hear for her to still be a part of his plan.
He had me questioning it, too. I was just like, God damn it. I don't know if you mean it or not.
Yeah.
I feel like you mean it as long as she's still of use to you, but you ain't saying it out loud, so that's, you freaking grade A finesser.
That's what I was like, yeah, I feel like he's just like saying that. I'm like, I don't know. Like, because in the past he was like, yep, I just did what I needed to keep here to do what I had to do. I'm like, okay. Well, then.
He let her get tortured and, like, she to the point she almost broke her faith in him and then saved her so, like, she'd have undoubtable faith.
Yeah. So, I'm just like, well, then. Who knows? Who flippin' knows?
I bet he does know she likes him, too.
Yeah, no doubt. She was like, she was making known.
Freaking out because Kayana Koji is a stud, brilliant man.
Yeah, he's smart. He got big brains. He has superpowers, man. He'd be a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Shall we move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vinland Saga, episode 24. End of the prologue. Yeah, can I just tell you how shocked I was to see that title? I was like, 24 episodes and like 4 or 5 time skips, and this is just a prologue?
Yeah.
The prologue? So we start out the episode with Askeladd kneeling before King Swain, and King Swain gives Askeladd a reward for saving the prince. And the king presented him with 50 pounds of silver, in which Askeladd accepted that with gratitude, and he tells him he heard he fought hard to save Canute, and you know, he thanked him for it. And while on his still kneeled, Askeladd opposed the idea of attacking Wales and gave his opinion on the matter and thought we did lose more resources attacking such a country than subduing it. And not surprisingly enough, some people did agree with him, but unfortunately it never actually goes anywhere because King Swain approaches Askeladd and whispers in his ear, I actually don't care about Wales. So if you bring me Canute's head, I will spare Wales. You get to choose, Wales or Canute, but you cannot have both. In the midst of that, Leif son brought Thorfinn to his boat, and where Thorfinn was looking around, all dejected, a little lifeless, kind of almost a little hopeless. He did a weird thing with a bird, and his eyes opened up a little bit when he saw the sky moving. And by the time Leif turned around, Thorfinn was gone. Askeladd then proclaims his He calls the King Swain old and ugly and like Did you happen to get his like actual name?
What, King Swain?
Or no, Askeladd's
name?
Yeah, Askeladd.
Lucius Artorius Cassius.
Yeah, he mentions his name and says he's actually the son of the man who was king, and he's the rightful heir. And the knights start drawing their swords, and Thorka was going to move, but Canute told him to hold, and Askeladd told everyone, I wouldn't move if I were you. He's within my, he's within striking distance. King Swain tries to reason with Askeladd and says, if you stop now, I'll forgive this. And Askeladd just keeps telling him, like, you deserve to die. Put away, and King Swain is like, put away your sword, Askeladd. So that's when he revealed his real name that his mother gave him, Lucius Artorius Castus. Excuse me. And he claims he's the legitimate king to Britannia. And Floki throws wine at him and tells everyone to charge, where it was kind of stupid, but Askeladd beheads the king right then and there. Which easily could have been a flavor, but it kind of like, they built up the argument, people agreeing with Askeladd, as if it was going to get prolonged, but no, this is kind of where it died out. So Askeladd beheads the king, and from then on out, it becomes a straight slaughter fest. Canute declares Askeladd a criminal who murdered the king and tells everyone to get him. Askeladd starts killing everyone. Thorfinn shows up and sees what's going on inside and like questions what Askeladd's doing. Askeladd's putting on a show looking freaking mad. And Canute is explaining this to Thorka, and Thorka was like, God, I lost interest in this. This is fun for me. I don't care about this, but Your Highness, a dog should be put down by its owner. It's basically, Thorka was really upset because, Askeladd killed, King Swain, and he wanted to do that. And he was really telling Canute that, like, if Askeladd needs to be killed, you should be the one who does it, since he's doing all this for you. Because, with Askeladd killing King Swain, Canute doesn't have a reason to attack Wales, and Canute doesn't have to die, so he's protecting both, and all he's really giving up is his own life that he really didn't care for anyway.
I think he cared for his life. He just cared for Wales.
More? You think so?
Yeah. His homeland. So, we'll see.
Yes, we will. So,
maybe.
Floki and Askeladd are fighting head to head, and he's like, you killed the king. And Askeladd is like, what are you talking about? I'm here, alive and well. And he's like, shut up. You're the child of a slave. And that's when Askeladd overpowered Floki, which was actually impressive to me because, you know, he had that injury in his leg. He's like, how dare you talk like that to a king? And, like, forced Floki to kneel down and even told him to kiss his shoes and then die. Thorfinn goes running in, jumping over people's heads, and he goes charging at Askeladd. That's when Canute took the time to stab my man. I think in the heart, maybe not in the heart, but I think in the heart.
It was the side, like the lung, but those things were like fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably right below the rib cage. Into the lung.
But that one swing took a lot out of him. This was the first time he stabbed someone. And Askeladd addressed it. It's the first time you stabbed someone. You did pretty well. It was like, obviously you didn't do too well because you were able to talk and stand and have some final moments. But
I mean, he did well concerning all you need is to kill. Doesn't matter when he drops down. Got kills a kill.
If he wanted to be merciful. But Askeladd does start dropping, and Thorfinn catches him. And he's like, hey, Askeladd, Baldy. I still don't know why he calls him Baldy. Is he wearing a toupee under that thing or what?
Toupees weren't really offended.
I don't know, man. Why does he call him Baldy? Is he going bald? Does he have a bald spot?
Who, are you talking about the priest?
No, Dorfin keeps calling Askeladd Baldy.
Maybe it's because he has those luscious locks and he's like, Baldy. I don't know.
So, Canute, out of breath and sweating, almost collapses, but Thorkell catches him, tells him, like, this moment was created for you, so you gotta stand tall. Which was a very... For someone who could be really moody, like a child, it's a really, like, responsible thing to do.
No, when it comes to battle and, like, leading men, like, warriors, like, he's very... He flips a switch.
Yeah. So, Thorfinn is freaking out because he's like, Aslan, don't fall asleep. Damn it. He's trying to stop the bleeding. And he's calling him an idiot for letting himself get stabbed there. He's like, come on, we got to run away. I'm like, well, you're kind of surrounded, so how are you going to run away? Askeladd tells Thorfinn, go ahead, Thorfinn, take my life. Kill me. We're enemies after all. And Thorfinn's like, he's in utter shock, and he's running out of time. And like, he's getting pissed, and he's like, are you trying to make fun of me? It's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be, it's a duel is supposed to settle the score between us. I'm not going to forgive you. I'm surprised Askeladd didn't tell Thorfinn in the end that, like, Floki was the one who hired him. But I guess that was to, like, not have him turn on. Because Askeladd, I guess he really wants Canute to,
Why didn't have enough time to say that? And in your last moments, you're only coherent somewhat. So.
Possibly. So, before Askeladd dies, he asked Thorfinn, when I die, how do you plan to live? It's time to move on. And he's like, you haven't thought about it, right? And, so Askeladd dies, right after he tells Thorfinn to go where Thor's couldn't go, go be a true warrior. And that's when he passed away. And then Thorfinn... He let him go. He just kind of looked at it a little dejected, and that's when Canute started talking to Thorfinn. Like, I know you must, you probably won't forgive me, and you probably won't follow me anymore, so I'll let you go. He was dealt this punishment because he went mad suddenly. So go wherever you please. So when Thorfinn looked back at him, at that moment, he looked so lost, and I didn't know what he was going to do, but then he immediately went to kill Canute. Like, no rage in his eyes, no nothing, just a quick, swift action where Thorkell kind of figured it out before it happened, and then he moved in. Canute dodged, or I think Thorfinn might have pulled him out of the way. I mean, Thorkell might have pulled him away, and then Thorkell pinned him down. And he was labeled a traitor, and they wanted to kill him. But Canute said, don't kill him. He'll decide what happens to him. That's when Canute goes on stage, puts on the crown, and says, from this day forward, I, Canute, am the commander of the army and the ruler of England. He claims that it will not subjugate Wales. And instead, they will go after the remnants of the England army for anticipation of them revolting after the King Swain dying. And Thorfinn gets dragged out. His father's blade drops to the ground. And that's that. That was the... end of the episode.
Yep.
There were some confusing scenes at the end, but
they do a montage.
Yeah, I don't foresee they might get discussed in season 2, which I don't know if we're gonna particularly watch on air, but we'll see.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good shebang there.
That was Can't believe Askeladd dead. And it was Canute who did it.
Yeah. Maybe he knew that his luck ran out and that was his time to go.
Yeah, well, King Swain had him, didn't checkmate him, but he had him in check.
He did.
It was kind of just, they stalemated. Screw it, I guess we both die.
Yeah, well, Askeladd technically beat him because the king died first.
Yeah.
But yeah, alright. Did you read Jujutsu?
I did read Jujutsu. Would you like to carry on?
Yeah, not much there. Bunch of fighting. The plans in action. What's that boy's name? He's fighting Sukuna now.
With Rikai or something like that?
Rika, yeah. I know Rika's his curse technique. And Sukuna figures out the plan that they're going to do. And he also used a domain expansion to trap Sukuna. I was like, oh, since when did he... Can he use domain expansion?
About the same time Yuji learned how to use reverse cursed energy.
But I feel like we never got much of him. And, like, he pretty much just, you know, was strictly fighting. He never had a reason to use domain, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, we don't get much of him. He's like, did you watch Fairy Tale?
Yeah, he's always off of some secret mission.
Yeah, he's like Gildart's always like off on a mission. He just shows up randomly with like more powerful.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're trying to come up with a plan that Yuji hits Sukuna with something that crushes Sukuna's body but leaves Megumi intact.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting in theory. I can't wait to see it fail.
Applied. It might fail. It might not fail. What if it's when Megumi comes back?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying they're running out of people to sacrifice.
I don't know. I feel like Rika's master might be able to get Sukuna since he's almost depleted.
True, but he's also recovering reverse curse energy, which would heal him.
Yeah, so you gotta keep fighting early and quick.
Yeah, they gotta attack him.
I gotta finish this quick, baby.
When do we get the next Boruto chapter? It should be a week or two, right?
12 days.
All right, next by the next in 2 weeks we'll be talking about it.
Yeah, not by the next one, but the one after.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else, Irby?
Nah. I finished Sword. Shield Hero. That's what it was.
New season?
Yep, season 3. Finished it up.
I didn't start it.
Dang.
I didn't start it because I didn't know if we were going to watch it or not on the cast.
I just got bored and watched it.
All right, so I'll watch it.
It's more worth just binging.
Yeah, considering I didn't see too many scenes on Instagram, I felt like the season probably wasn't that...
I mean, it was interesting season. It just some of the stuff. I'm like, what? That makes no. Yeah, I was like, it makes no sense.
It's probably like visible, apparent when the author ran out of ideas or something.
No, it was. Yeah, I maybe I don't know, but I thought it was good. But I was like, some stuff. I was like, that makes no sense. Why is this like this? And da da da. Yeah, gotcha. But you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, did that. I think there was another show I finished too. I can't remember now. But yeah, that's it. That's all, folks.
That's all. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.